Today's episode is I Used to Be a Man. You know, this is a classic example, a classic topic that I haven't seen many people analyzing, but it's men talking about their past. And it's even worse when you hear young men, maybe adults like 30 years old or 40 years old, that they only talk about their past and always they use this phrase. I used to. So they say, I used to have a good physique. I used to go to the gym. They say, I used to speak English. That's my favorite. Many people, when you are trying to speak English with them, they say, yes, when I used to go to the institute, I had a fluent English. They say, I used to be successful. I used to have money. And they keep going on and on. And why is that these people only had like good time in their past? I have many theories, but one of the most popular reasons is because they don't know how to stack skills, no saben acumular habilidades. They don't know how to stack skills, and instead they trade skills, old skills for new skills. And if you know something about exponential, I don't want to be a nerd, but please bear with me. The beauty of exponential is that it starts to grow little by little, but the more time that you pass doing the activity, the bigger are the returns. So that is the problem when you start trading skills instead of stacking skills, is that you are taking the old skills that are giving the exponential results and you are bringing new skills that are just getting traction. So how can we avoid that? How can we stop trading skills and stacking them? We are going to see that on this episode. This is going to be a masterpiece. I will cover this episode in Spanish maybe on Thursday, I believe. But you have the information here in advance in Uncle Balta Spotify podcast. So before starting, thanks to the sponsor, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to take your life to the next level, you know where to go. It's not to the institute, it's not to the university, it's to Inglés para Cholos. Time to get started. By the way, my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23986. So here's the deal. You don't want to be that person that only have one skill. I was checking today a podcast about this thing, and they say, who is the person that only have one skill? Is a slave. Even if you are like a professional player, a boxer, a musician, if you only have one skill, you are always a slave, because always there will be another person that controls you. At least you want to have three or four skills in depth, en profundidad. You don't want to be the TikTok person either. You don't want to be the person that knows a little bit about everything. No, you want to know three or four things, but in depth. Very, very, like maybe with a 80% more proficiency than the average person. Now, let's go to the next one. In my case, which are the four skills that are kind of my killer skills? Is ads, running ads on social media, podcasting, this thing. Is sales, ventas. And also finding arbitrage. Those are my four skills. Every day when I'm trying to create my to-do list, I try to check which of these four skills can I practice today. Always you need to practice at least one of these four skills or three skills that you already master. So this is the first part. The second part is, let's say that you want to integrate, you want to stack another skill. How can you do it? You're going to use this new skill to reinforce the previous skills and also the previous skills to reinforce this new skill. Let's try to make it clear. Let me give you an example. In my case, one of my latest skills that I stacked was English. Well, that was more or less in the 2020. Since the 2020 till this day, I have been stacking as much English as I can. So how do I do it? I use English to study what? To study ads, to study podcasting, to study sales, and to study arbitrage. So you use the new skill to study the old ones. And at the same time, you invert the figure. You use the old skills to practice the new one. For example, I use podcast. This is podcast. I'm podcasting also in English, so I can practice the language. I am reading about arbitrage in English, so I can practice also the language. So I'm selling in English to people, so that is a way also to practice my language. So you want to use the old skills to learn the new one and the new one to reinforce the old one. In that way, you can stack skills instead of trade skills. That is the classic mistake. The third step, we're only going to share three steps, but I prefer less, but you know, something that you can remember, is try to apply and to monetize as soon as possible. Our time is limited. We don't have like 50 hours per day. It's very, very short, our time. So we cannot allocate time just for study. We need also to make money while we are learning. And that's why whenever I learn something new, I try to apply it. If I learn something new about how to run ads, I apply the thing immediately. If I learn a new word in English, I try to apply it as soon as possible. The next conversation, I need to apply this word. For example, one word that I heard yesterday was sacrosanct. And what means sacrosanct? It's sacrosanto. And it was so fucking funny that that word exists in English. And even many of my American friends, they didn't know that that word exists in English. So it's funny to learn new words, but you need to apply them. Where I'm trying to go is that if you don't use it, you lose it. Si no lo usas, lo pierdes. So if you don't use it, you lose it. And if you don't monetize it, you also lose it. So how can we make money with this thing that we are learning? If you are learning about something, how can we integrate that in a project that we are already running? So that is something that I always try to ask myself. Whenever something new comes to my sets of skills, is how can I integrate this to my projects? So far, just to do like a recap, is remember, is not having too many skills, between 3 or 4 skills, but go in depth, as much depth that you can. Also, whenever you want to add one skill, remember to stack, never trade. Use the old skills to reinforce the new one. And the last thing is try to apply and monetize as soon as possible. If you do that, you will be surprised how much your life improves, because you will be different. While everybody is trying to learn something new every 3 or 6 months, you are stacking value. And once that you do that and you learn this thing, it feels like effortless. It feels like you have like a superpower, because everybody is always starting like a baby to walk while you are running already. Let's try to share 3 Uncle Balta wisdom nuggets here. First is, if you want to learn, try to use more paper than technology. You will be surprised. Technology is good, but people abuse it. People overuse it. It's better to have a paper, especially when you want to analyze, to connect dots. You want to write the concepts. You don't need to do like a full book, but always write some ideas. I share, for example, today on my Instagram, Tio Balta, if you follow me there, you have seen maybe a Colombian guy that every day he takes notes of the podcast Uncle Balta. The same thing that he does with my podcast, I do with all the podcasts. Always try to take notes, because that allows you to digest better the information. Most of the people don't listen podcasts, first mistake. But the people who listen the podcast, usually they don't analyze the thing that they listen. And that's why you want the paper. The next thing is you want a community. Whenever you want to learn something, you want some kind of community. That's why I invite you to inglesparacholos.com. That is a beautiful community. If you want to improve yourself in sales, you want to sell more, gather yourself with sellers. If you want to improve in fitness, gather yourself with fitness people. So the community is key, because while you are talking with friends, while you are having fun, you are always talking about that thing. That's why your peers, you want peer pressure, but in the right direction. That sounds good, right? Peer pressure in the right direction. Holy crap. Okay. The last thing I want to include here is don't overstimulate your brain. The reason why I don't play video games is because I'm not a loser. I prefer to have sex, but I have also more reasons. It's because I don't want to teach my brain to need a lot of stimulus to feel happy. That's why I don't play video games. I even stop following series on Netflix or on Amazon. The video games is something that I stopped like long time ago, maybe in the 2010 or before. But the series is something that I stopped, I don't know when, maybe it was in the year 19 or in the year 18. And when I stopped watching series, I was surprised how much my focus increased. This is interesting. It's like series are following the path of TikTok. Also movies, by the way. If you check a comparison, I was checking that data. A comparison of the movie Fast and Furious 1 with Fast and Furious 10. And how often they change the scene and the music and the characters. It's like, I think it used to be every 15 seconds or every 20 seconds. And now it's every 8 seconds or 7 seconds. So even movies are designed now to make you stupid. Of course, they do it in this way because most of the people are stupid, so they want to target the bigger volume as possible. But you get the point. Don't overstimulate your brain with things that then are going to make you are going to make harder your life to pay attention. Yesterday I had a session with my people, Inglés para Cholos, the people that are intermediate level. So in intermediate level, it's so fucking easy because they are talking here and there. Maybe I need to participate when they ask me a question or just to help with some words. But I was listening to the conversation for 40 minutes and it was interesting. They were talking about their job, the challenges that they have with their boss, with their coworkers. There are two guys that are IT, they are technology guys, they are computer experts. They were talking about their thing. And just to hear the passion that they have when they were discussing the topic, for me was like a little movie. But why? Because I'm comparing that with real life. You don't want to compare that with video games because now it's going to look boring. So that's basically today's podcast. If we need to summarize the thing in one sentence, is never trade skills, stack them. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Remember, I will talk about this again on Thursday in Spanish on my YouTube channel. And if you want to work directly with me, you can send me a WhatsApp. I reply all the messages. There is no secretary. I don't use secretary because I tend to bank all my secretaries. So you can go directly to my WhatsApp, +51 9890 2396.